really mostly doing housekeeping today on tap taps, this being the last day to have House bills heard under the rule before they expire. And so that's what we're going to be doing today. I'm going to ask counsel, as we move down the list, to just give a brief description of the bill. I am not really anticipating. I'll open the public hearing, and I'm going to sort of look out to the audience, and if I don't see somebody's hand come up indicating that they actually want to say something about the bill, I then intend to close the public hearing so we can move through the agenda fast. If someone raises their hand in the audience, I'll bring them forward to talk about the bill. Otherwise, we'll close the public hearing. I'll just make my disclaimer. I've agreed to give these bills tap-taps to keep them alive, but there is no guarantee that any of these bills will necessarily get a full hearing later in the committee. A lot of that depends on our workload and our ability to have an idea whether or not there will be time to get some of these things through the Senate. Some of them will probably do, some of them we're probably not going to do, and that'll just be something we'll deal with as we move down the agenda. We're going to start actually at the very bottom of agenda number one, which is on page 3 of 3, and I am going to open a work session on House Bill 3344. This bill has been, we've been requested to move this bill to the Committee on Water and Environment. And so that bill is in front of us, and the chair would move House Bill 3344 to the Committee on Water and Environment. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, the bill will move to the Committee on Water and Environment. So now let's start at the top of the agenda. House Bill 2415, and I'll open a public hearing. Council.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2415 comes to you from Representative Shelley and Representative Jackie Winters, provides a petition for post-conviction relief may be made at any time if grounds for petition is innocence of petitioner as established by forensic testing or evidence.
Anybody have an interest in wanting to say anything? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2415. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2421.
It's yours.
It's yours.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2421 enhances penalty for crime of failure to perform duties of driver to injured person if accident results in death.
Any takers? Hearing none, close the public hearing on House Bill 2421. Council.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2513.
Open the public hearing on 2513.
This bill comes to you from Representative Cruz, and it increases the number of circuit court judges in Douglas County from 5 to 6.
Is there any takers?
Oh, Mr. Chair, I think there's a bus out in front with some people who've come to testify on that.
Just now coming up the stairs. Move quickly.
This bill has an excellent relating clause. pointing that out for anybody who isn't paying attention, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2513. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2551.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2551 comes to you from Representative Butler, and it requires that agency official who either alone or with other officials will render final order in a contested case proceeding must report any ex parte communications and provide opportunity to parties for rebuttal.
There's actually a hand up. Please come forward.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Jody Fisher, representing the Board of Medical Examiners. I just wanted to say that the Board of Medical Examiners has a few concerns about this bill. About 90% of their cases are not contested case hearings. They're informal, they're investigative, and there's a lot of communication between the staff and the Board of Medical Examiners and doctors. And they're concerned that, this bill might stop that. If this committee is going to move forward with that, we'd like to work with you on it. My next stop after this committee will be to Senator or Representative Butler's office to make an appointment with Representative Butler and Kathleen Haley to find out if indeed Representative Butler was aiming at us or these kind of informal negotiations or not. And we will do that. I will leave you with a letter from Kathleen Haley to the committee. It's a little stronger than I would have liked, but it came this morning, so I will leave it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Imagine that. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Isn't this funny?
There was delivered to my office yesterday a letter from the state, the administrative law section of the bar on this bill. I haven't even read the letter, but I said I would distribute it, so we've got that coming out.
Okay, good. I'm not sure I don't necessarily believe that BME was in the gun sights on this issue, to the best of my knowledge. But appreciate your comments, and we'll consider all of it if we further consider the bill. Any other takers on 2551? Close the public hearing. Open a public hearing on 2629.
Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2629 comes to the committee from Chair Williams, and it amends informed consent law for medical procedures. It directs a physician to obtain informed consent of patients via signed form. It specifies that the signed form is a prima facie evidence of informed consent. It also allows healthcare representatives to provide consent for any incapable patient.
Okay, any takers on this bill? It's mine. I mean, I can tell you about it. It mostly comes out of a situation in my district where I've got some folks who feel like the current informed consent law allows people not to fully disclose, and it resulted primarily out of some prostate cancer treatment issues. I've been in conversation with the OMA about this bill for 2 years. We have some amendments in legislative council, and we'll have a more full opportunity to talk about the whole issue a little bit later when we get the amendments back. So with that, I'm closing the public hearing on House Bill 2629. Opening a public hearing on House Bill 2673.
Chair and members of the committee, this bill is sponsored by Representative Close at the request of David Amesbury for its exception to prohibition against carrying concealed firearms from unloaded firearms that are carried in securely locked containers.
Okay. Any discussion on this one? Any takers? Seeing none. Close the public hearing on House Bill 2673. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2946.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 2946 comes to you from the Judiciary Committee. It directs the Chief Justice to create a task force to study the admission of a person to practice to the practice of law in this state without passage of a bar examination if the person is admitted to practice of law in another state and the other state allows admission of Oregon attorneys on license or reciprocity.
Okay. Takers? Seeing none. I don't remember how that one got on the list, actually. All right. We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2946. And we'll open the public hearing on House Bill 3153.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This bill comes to us from Representative Ringo. It provides tuition repayment for deputy public defenders who graduate from state university law schools. It establishes a deputy public defenders services program and creates a deputy public defenders services program account.
That wasn't a Freudian slip, was it, counsel? Public defenders?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, just checking. we've got 3153 in front of us. Are there any takers? Oh, I'm sure it does. I wish Representative Ringo was here to talk about it for a minute. I'm sure it's got a very large fiscal. We will close the public hearing on House Bill 3153 and open the public hearing on House Bill 3255.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3255 comes to the Judiciary Committee from the Judiciary Committee. It repeals the cap of $500,000 on awards of non-economic damages.
What?
Repeals the cap of $500,000 award on awards of non-economic damages.
So far, this is my personal favorite.
Are there any takers?
I like this one.
Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3255. We'll open the public hearing on House Bill 3258.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3258 also comes from the Judiciary Committee. It provides that a statute of ultimate repose for negligence is 9 years instead of 10 years.
It's got a great related clause.
Any takers on this one?
We'll hopefully have a discussion, though.
Hearing none, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 3258. We will now open the public hearing on House Bill 3262.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3262 also comes from the Judiciary Committee. It provides that certain motions and other pleadings in civil actions must be filed not later than 15 days after service of pleading moved against or service of pleading to which responsive pleading is directed.
Anybody want to talk about House Bill 3262? All right, with that, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3262.
Mr. Chair, no, that's quite all right. I was just noticing that a lot of these are civil. Are you planning a holiday?
You don't even know the holiday I'm planning. We are now going to open a hearing on House Bill 3265.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3265 comes from the Judiciary Committee, establishes a 2-year statute of limitations for product liability civil action for tobacco-related disease. It exempts actions from statute of repose. It revives actions barred by statute of repose.
Any takers? Okay, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3265. Open a public hearing on House Bill 3375.
House Bill 3375 comes to us from Representative Minnis. It creates a task force on the domestic violence against immigrant and migrant women in Oregon. It requires the Department of Justice to provide staff and funds. It sunsets on January 1st, 2004, and it declares an emergency.
Anybody want to talk about this one, 3375? Close the public hearing. Open the public hearing on House Bill 3443.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3443 comes to us from Representative Patridge, and it makes the Five Wishes publication acceptable form for an advance directive in Oregon.
Anybody?
I received communications from a Dr. John Schilke of Oregon City, former medical examiner down there, and having to be the godfather of my children, not to mention my own physician who is retired, and hugely interested in this and thinks it's a great idea. I'm glad that you have given it a chance.
Thank you. I saw Mr. Olson somewhat quaking out there. You want to say anything, Mr. Olson?
Mr. Chair, Bob Olson, all I would say is that the people that worked very hard on the current advance directive law are very nervous about these changes. It was their understanding from the sponsor and others that it probably wouldn't be pursued, but if it is, they would certainly like to be involved in anything the committee might do.
Thank you. Anybody else? This is House Bill 3443.
Thank you.
Okay, close the public hearing. Open the public hearing on House Bill 3446.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3446 comes to you from Representative Devlin. It directs Department of Corrections and Oregon State Hospital to establish sex offender treatment pilot program, and we had a hearing on this bill a couple of days ago. It was put on the list,
Well, okay. Well, here it is again. Anybody here to talk about this bill? Close the public hearing. Open the public hearing on House Bill 3461.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3461 comes to you from Representative Marsh. It deletes cap on total number of days of jail on non-jail confinement that may be imposed as custodial sanctions. And I saw the representative here earlier. I think he's in the audience.
He is here. Representative Marsh, you want to come forward and take 30 seconds and tell us about this bill?
I don't need much time.
Okay.
Representative Steve Marsh, House District 15. This comes to you from Multnomah County Corrections at their request, and it's a good bill. Do pass.
All right, we ready to go to work session? Somewhere right now, somebody at the Department of Corrections is falling out of their chair. Okay, we will. Thank you, Representative Marsh. We will close the public hearing on House Bill 3461. Open a public hearing on House Bill 3545.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3545 comes to us from Representative Smith. It requires a person to get written permission from a landowner before entering private real property for purposes of obtaining incriminatory information about the real property. It prohibits the use of incriminatory information against the landowner in action, suit, proceeding, or investigation. It exempts an officer or employee of a state or federal agency from those requirements.
Any takers on 3545? Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Open a public hearing on House Bill 3639.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3639 comes to you from Representative Winters and Gardner. It specifies that reasonable self-defense is not abuse for the purpose of laws requiring reporting of abuse of individuals who are elderly, mentally ill, developmentally disabled, or in long-term care facilities.
Requested some amendment.
Anybody here on this one? Okay.
Oh,
you've got amendments coming?
I got amendments coming.
Okay, that's good. You should talk to, have you talked to the sponsors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll close the public hearing then on House Bill 3639. Open the public hearing on House Bill 3652.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3652 was sponsored by Representative Vicki Walker. Adds criminal mistreatment to definition of abuse of elderly persons for the purposes of reporting requirements.
Representative, you want to say anything in favor of your bill?
I'd forgotten about this one. It's a good bill, and I look forward to sharing all the information about it in the future.
Okay. Anybody else? Close the public hearing on House Bill 3652. Open a public hearing on House Bill 3670.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3670 grants civil immunity to county clerk and employees of county clerk when administering official duty. And I don't have it with me, so I'm not sure who it's from.
Representative Williams.
That would be you.
Oh, is it for me? Okay. All right. Well, once again, these county clerk bills sort of my go-home project. is there any takers on this one? All right, we'll close House Bill 3670, open House Bill 3775.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3775 was sponsored by Representative Vicki Walker, enhances penalties for assault in the fourth degree and harassment if actor suffocates or chokes victim.
Representative Vicki Walker, you want to say anything?
Just, Mr. Chair, I brought this at the request of the Oregon Alliance to End Violence Against Women. There was a work group that's been meeting for some time, and this is one of their issues. They believe that perpetrators of domestic and sexual assault frequently strangle, suffocate, or choke their victims to terrify, threaten, or physically harm or murder them, and that current statutes apply to the commission or attempts, but yada, yada, yada. And we will hear more about this in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Shetterling, for moving me along.
Close the House Bill 3775, and I'm opening a public hearing on House Bill 3798.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3798 is sponsored by the Committee on Smart Growth and Commerce, creates a crime of unlawful distribution of cigarettes. Actually, Mr. Chairman of the committee, the original sponsor of the bills asked us not to go forward, but we had someone else who had an interest in the relating clause from the Association of Oregon Counties, so we may see this bill back, but for another purpose.
I have an interest in the relating clause.
Okay. Any discussion about unlawful distribution of cigarettes? Close the public hearing. Open a public hearing on House Bill 3857. Oh, did someone want to say something?
No, I just like the relating clause as well, and I may fight over it with AOC, but
so we auction it.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we can also have Christmas trees, too, at this time of year.
That's right.
You can add more than one provision to a nice relating clause.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Now we're at House Bill 3857.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3857 comes to us from Representative Doyle. It prohibits an attorney who represents a governing body or of a public body from representing the public body in a judicial or quasi-judicial proceeding if any member of the governing body is party to the proceeding and has adverse interests.
Anybody here on this one? 3857? Okay, we'll close the public hearing, open a public hearing on House Bill 3903.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3903 comes to you from Representative Patridge. It directs the Department of Corrections to establish pilot project to maximize use of prison beds, and we've already had it. We had this bill up for hearing the other day. I don't know whether we got to it or not, though.
We did the hot bed.
This is the hot bunking.
That's right.
Okay. You've done this, haven't you, Carl?
I've done that.
Yeah, okay. We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3903. Open the public hearing on House Bill 3908.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3908 comes to the Judiciary Committee from Representatives Hass and Lee. It requires elected or appointed local government officials to disclose a conflict of interest in local land use proceedings. It describes what a conflict of interest is. It provides grounds for remand of local government land use decisions by LUBA. And I already have amendments in the file.
And we have Mr. Tucker, who actually raised his hand, so...
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yourself.
Randy Tucker, 1000 Friends of Oregon, and I'll try to keep it under 30 seconds as well. You've got some amendments. There have been several legislators that have been working on this, there are probably some more amendments coming, and we'll be happy to come and testify more fully at the appropriate time.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Tucker?
Mr. Chair, the one thing to note is that a very similar bill passed the Senate last session and then didn't quite make it through over here, so... Maybe we can get it all the way through this time.
So we want to get started early this time.
Got started early last time. We're still working on last session.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We'll close House Bill 3908. Thank you, Randy.
That's almost cruel.
We'll open a public hearing on House Bill 3920. Mr. Chairman, of the committee, House Bill 3920 establishes juvenile court proceedings for establishing guardianship over children with court's dependency jurisdiction. I'm not sure where it comes from.
I've got a whole bunch of correspondence in my file on this bill. Tim Travis, Juvenile Court Guardianship Reform Project, and Juvenile Department. Mm-hmm. Good bill should pass.
Okay. Are there any takers on House Bill 3920? Okay. I'll close the public hearing and open the public hearing on House Bill 3926.
House Bill, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3926 comes from the Judiciary Committee, and it allows a person licensed by OLCC or an employee of the licensee to seize and hold identification submitted as proof of age if licensee or employee believes that the identification is false.
Anybody here on this one?
I thought they could do it already.
House Bill 3926. Okay. Close the public hearing on House Bill 3926. Open the public hearing on House Bill 3927.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we've already had a tap-tap hearing on this bill already. This comes to you from sponsored by Representative Lowell at the request of Juvenile Court Improvement Project.
Okay.
What? 3967, right?
No,
we're on 3927.
3927.
House Bill 3927 comes from the Judiciary Committee, and it provides a timeline for access to records of individuals with developmentally disabilities by a system designated to protect and advocate for the rights of individuals with developmental disabilities. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody here on House Bill 3927? Close the public hearing. Open the public hearing on House Bill 3967, which you just...
That's correct.
...said we've already had one on. Okay, so I'll close it. Anybody here on 3967? Close the public hearing on House Bill 3967. Going to open the public hearing on House or HJR 66.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, HJR 66 comes from Representatives Westland and Williams. It proposes an amendment to the Oregon Constitution establishing control over the State Lottery Commission by the legislative system. By the Legislative Assembly. It requires approval by Legislative Assembly of rules adopted by and games authorized by the Commission. Requires appropriation of monies in the Oregon State Lottery Fund by the Legislative Assembly, and it refers that proposed amendment to the people.
I noticed Ms. Lyons in the audience. You want to come forward and say anything, Chris?
No.
Okay. We'll have our chance. Anybody want to? Okay. We'll close the public hearing on HJR 66. We have moved, for those of you who weren't in the room, HB 3344 to the Water and Environment Committee. And now we're going to move over to the agenda 2, which was the 8:30 agenda. So turn your page over. And there are 3 more bills listed on the 8:30 agenda. Going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3247.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3247 comes from the Judiciary Committee. It prohibits discrimination in public education based on sexual orientation or perceived sexual orientation and declares an emergency.
Anybody here for this one? I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 3247.
Mr. Chair, I'm listening to this agenda. It's ticking.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it? We've already done House Bill 3443. It was listed twice. It was on the prior agenda, and we've opened the public hearing. So we're going to open a work session on House Bill 3830. It is the chair's intention, at the request of leadership, to move House Bill 3830 to the Committee on Rules and Redistricting. The chair would make that motion now to move House Bill 3830 to the Committee on Rules and Redistricting.
Mr. Chair.
Chair recognizes Representative Vicki Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm strongly opposed to such a motion. A referral to the Rules Committee is a signal that leadership wants this bill to have a hearing, even though on several occasions the Speaker has indicated he will not be hearing controversial social issues this session. I don't know about other members of this committee, but I would certainly classify abortion services as a controversial social issue. Many of the members of this committee sat through hours of wrenching testimony on this issue last session, and I mean hours. It was a torturous exercise that served no purpose other than to create conflict and ultimately divide the members of this assembly. We are all duly elected members of this honorable institution. I respect the right of everyone who comes to this process to hold on to those beliefs that are core to their values. I respect the right of everyone who comes to this process to represent their district in the way they believe the voters have asked them to. And I respect the right to openly debate issues of importance to Oregonians. What troubles me deeply, however, is that we know where this debate will lead us. I dare say there are a few of us who are sitting on the fence, undecided about issues that relate to a woman's right to choose. We have been down this road before, and it leads to nowhere. Indeed, the Speaker recognized on at least 3 occasions that he was not interested in traveling this road once again. And if the committee will bear with me, on January 7th of this year, the Register Guard reported the following. And while he worked to pass, speaking of the speaker, and while he worked to pass controversial legislation last session to require parental notification before minors can have abortions and to define marriage as a pact between a man and a woman, he's not planning to bring such bills to the House as long as they ultimately would be voted down or vetoed. Quote, I'm fairly conservative, but I'm also somewhat pragmatic, he said. I'm interested in seeing us be successful with the things we initiate in this process. I'm not interested in putting things on the governor's desk just to have them vetoed. On March 4th of this year, in a very nice background article in the Oregonian, the reporter talked about a situation early on in the session where Democrats became annoyed because some of the Republican colleagues were displaying inflammatory signs in their offices that said, President Bush, get used to it. The Speaker met with the Republican caucus, urged them to remove the signs, and said, and again I quote, there's no sense poking each other in the eye routinely around here, unquote, he said later. It's not productive to go looking for things we can fight about. Indeed, as the reporter indicated, the Speaker's main goal of the session is to restore peace to a capital riven by partisan squabbling. And if I might indulge the committee again, on March 12th, the Statesman Journal said, House Speaker Mark Simmons opposes abortion but he said he is not enthusiastic about the House grappling with abortion measures. Quote, it hasn't risen to the forefront in our caucus discussions. We're not here to poke each other in the eye, and we're not here to spin our wheels, Simmons said. He noted that a parental notification bill was vetoed in 1999 by Democratic Governor John Kitzhaber, who has long opposed any measures limiting abortion. Well, the last time I looked, colleagues, Governor Kitzhaber still occupies the center office. Indeed, I saw him in the parking garage this morning on my way into the Capitol.
There's been a sighting.
There's been a sighting. He parks right next to me and I didn't know it. His position hasn't changed. My position hasn't changed. And I dare say the position of every member of this body has not changed since 1999. But even if you do a vote count of the new members and you mix it up with the old members, we still don't get to 31 on this issue. In summary, colleagues, and I apologize for taking so much time this morning, but I think this is extremely important to understand where we're going here. I believe this move today is more than a poke in the eye. This is throwing down the gauntlet and saying goodbye to Kumbaya and the legacy of a bipartisan session. We can certainly make of this what we choose, but the Speaker has the ultimate power to take us down the road less divided. I would strongly encourage members of this committee to vote no to this referral today. Should we lose on that motion, I would ask the Speaker to review the comments he's made in recent months and remember his main goal of the session.
Thank you. Representative Walker, is there any further discussion? Representative Ackerman.
Yes, just a point of information. This is the first time that I think I've seen a motion of this nature come before this committee, and I was wondering why are we giving up this bill to the other committee? I just want to know the chair's rationale or the committee's rationale would be. And as I'm speaking out of inexperience, not out of criticism.
Well, Representative Ackerman, I think we've had this motion several times, even once earlier today where we referred another bill over to a committee where they wanted to work the bill. This bill was requested by the Speaker and the Majority Leader to be referred to the Rules Committee. I think primarily because it was the chair's intent not to hear the bill, and they have asked that the bill be referred to rules, and I have granted them their request to make that motion in this committee today.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Okay, Ann, will you call the roll on the motion to refer the bill?
No.
Representative Backlund?
Aye.
Representative Dingfelder?
No.
Representative Ringo?
No.
Representative Shetterly?
Aye.
Representative Cheryl Walker?
Aye.
Representative Vicki Walker?
No.
Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Vice Chair?
Aye.
Vice Chair Ball? Chair Walden?
Aye. House Bill 3830 is referred to the Rules Committee. And colleagues, I just ask that, considering that this is April 27th and the last day for the hearing of House bills, that we pause now and take a moment of silence in memory of all the bills that remain in this committee that did not receive a public hearing today. Please join me.
Some of them are mine.
We're adjourned.
Mr. Chair, I want to know.